We're all procrastinating something, so what are you putting off? Packing up my classroom. I have to be out of the room by June 7th.
Oh, you should probably hurry up.
Boy, now that is something I would be done.
It would be done finished. And over.
Yep. Oh, I need to pack up my room. Okay, I'm on it.
You just have a button you push and everything goes away.
I'm putting off quitting my job. It makes me miserable and is making my mental health decline immensely, but I need the money. Oh, man. Come on. You got to do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You'll be so glad. I mean, eventually. It's going to be scary at first.
Yeah. Like any big decision is.
Yeah. But you know? if you're miserable, well, then what does it matter?
Yeah. What else do you have to lose?
I keep putting off studying for finals. It's fine, though. Who needs an education? That's their text, not my comment. I'm putting off my final paper. 6 pages due at noon. Pray for me.
Okay. Oh.
Dear baby Jesus, be with our good, sweet listener there and help them find the words and the answers and get an A+.
6 pages by noon.
They can do it.
Oh, of course they can.
3 hours and some odd minutes. Go ahead.
That's the best papers usually in 3 hours and five minutes.
I've been putting off rolling my 401k from my old employer. I haven't been there for 6 months and I keep procrastinating. Come on. Don't let that sit there.
No, that's just money that's sitting.
I'm putting off applying for a mortgage because I'm afraid I'm going to get denied. No, trust us. We've seen the people who get approved for mortgages and you have nothing to worry about.
You are A-okay.
Right. I mean, seriously. Whoa.
Might I suggest Rocket? I will tell you, that's a pretty reliable one.
Oh my goodness. I'm putting off packing. We are moving to our new house in 7 days. Now that is the kind of panic I cannot even imagine. I was packed 2 months before we moved out.
Really? See, that's the way it should be though. Oh. That's really the way it should be because everybody puts it off to the end, maybe a month.
It was definitely early. I just didn't know how long it was going to take and I can't handle that kind of anxiety. So we lived out of boxes for a while. But, you know, whatever. I'm putting off cleaning out the junk room. It's the junk room for a reason. It's not the clean room.
Yeah, that's true.
My colonoscopy.
Oh, getting things checked out.
Putting away my laundry. Telling my husband I want a divorce. Yeah, you got to tick that one off the old list, huh?
Well, eventually tell him because he's going to figure it out.
Yeah. Taking the top bunk bed down on my son's bed.
Oh, is that a big... Probably because he's... I guess, why would that be?
Well, someone maybe moved out or...
Oh, sad. Oh, maybe they got their own rooms.
Maybe got their own room. Yep. I've been putting off putting my clothes away for about a week. I hate cleaning rooms. I'm putting off my self-performance evaluation at work. I'm so Minnesotan. I hate bragging about my accomplishments. Well, let us do it for you. We'll fill it out for you.
A self-performance evaluation?
Oh, can you imagine if they let us do that?
Oh, my gosh. They'd be like, well, they're in radio, clearly. I can always do stuff better.
I'm putting off major dental work. Oh, last summer, I had uterine cancer, and I'm avoiding having my annual checkup. Oh, man.
That one's tough. You have to get that checked out.
You just need a good friend to push you and say, I'm going to go with you. Let's do this together. I'm going to go with you and do that. Find that friend. Putting off reapplying for school because I'm nervous about the possibility of failing. I get it. I've been putting off an oil change. My car has been telling me for almost a year.
What?
A year? That thing will only tell you so many times before it goes boom, 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 boom.
Wow. How long can you go without having to change the oil, Rudy?
Oh, well, obviously we know at least a year.
Yeah.
But man, that's terrible to do that. I can't believe the oil's lasted that long.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's an amazing car. Tell us the brand of car.
Please do.
I've been writing a medieval fantasy book for the past year. It's nearly finished, but I've been putting off finishing it because I lost a 12-page chapter that I was proud of when I reformatted my computer. Since then, I've lost my motivation to keep writing. Oh my gosh. Come on.
It's just 12 pages? You can knock that out.
You're that close. It's going to all come back to you as soon as you get started. You know it will.
Oh, absolutely. And if you read the beginning and then check out the back part of it, you'll figure out where you were.
I'm putting off throwing away my old winter boots. I'm afraid the minute they hit the dumpster, we're going to get a foot of snow. Do not touch those boots. You leave them right where they're at.
You are right to not want to touch those.
You could be the person that's kind of holding us.
Could you imagine? They grab the boots and this all of a sudden this weekend, ooh, we got to 30 and it poured snow down in the Twin Cities for Memorial Day.